fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of April. The prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness, your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, and, of course, good flexibility stretching. Okay, we have a patient waiting in green with my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He's a busy guy, lots of websites. We talk about 4 websites. He actually has others. And here's those 4 websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Before the show, Dr. Horowitz and I were talking about 3 different topics. We're going to address them one at a time. That would be the COVID matter, the anti-gun legislation, and executive orders by Joe Biden, and, of course, the possibility of World War III starting it with the Ukraine and Russia. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Sir, this past Saturday, Alex Jones did an emergency broadcast about the COVID shots, and he provided lots of documentation. The main thrust was to document that the whole COVID matter was planned years in advance in great detail, that it didn't just happen on its own. But one segment in there dealt with something I was not aware of, and the possibility that spongiform encephalitis, also called mad cow disease, could happen in people who get the COVID shots. Do you have any knowledge of that, sir?
You know, you're the third person that's brought that to my attention, and I've been reading the Moderna patents and the Pfizer patents, and I don't see any evidence for that statement, although it would not surprise me that that's in there, or that's the protein prion. I did a lot of research on that in the book that is Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that's out of press in the hard copy. It's available on a PDF from HealthyWorldStore.com. That's an extraordinary book, and the second half of the book goes into the mad cow disease protein prion, and the issue is that if this type of biological weapon, if you will, would be in the component itself, I would think that we would see something in the patents and I'm not thus far not seeing it. What I am seeing is heavy metals. I'm seeing that the use of copper, because you can use copper, silver, or gold as the nanotechnology to broadcast whatever frequencies or receivers, receptions of brain activity, brain cell activity, the principal neurological activity and risk to the public from the vaccines and their hydrogels. That is in the domain in which the devil doers are advancing, in transhumanism, connecting human brains and emotions to the cloud. It's not, from my understanding, associated with a protein prion that would cause Alzheimer's-like symptoms and or mad cow disease. But it wouldn't surprise me that that's been concealed. Again, if you're going to publish a patent, you would not necessarily put that in the patent, because it would expose your demonic, objective. And so, again, anything's possible. You know it. I know it. We're living in extraordinarily insane times. But so far, I have not seen any definitive evidence that would lend me to make that claim that Alex Jones has made and others.
Well, we have enough provable evidence of harmful effects that we know for a fact are provable evidence, without getting into things we can't prove, don't we, Doctor?
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm actually this morning already, and pretty much most of the day, I'll be preparing a defense pleading against Moderna's motion to dismiss. And I just received yesterday Pfizer's motion to dismiss in our federal case, my litigation against the companies. And it's extraordinary. I mean, the case is absolutely monumental, because I'm actually taking them on. And you'll be able to read the full filings. We'll have them available in a download with PDF download, as well as all the exhibits that I'm presenting. And it really puts their technology that is in violation of several state and federal laws. One is tampering. When they submitted to the FDA, it appears, and I'm alleging, that they tampered with the safety data. They tampered with the principal evidence of what it is in the vaccines that is the real principal, but yet generally concealed risk to the public, which is not simply in the genetic manipulation by their modified messenger RNA. That's the active ingredient, supposedly, or what they call the payload. But it's the delivery device. It's technically called in law a device. And their device, when you start to really look at it, and in the last show and in last week's newsletter, healthyworldstore.com newsletter, I put out the connection between Charles Lieber, the Harvard chemistry professor who was arrested on charges of espionage with China, transferring biological materials and intellectual property to the Chinese government. When you go into that article and you subsequently advance now reading what I'm now filing based on the most recent discoveries that we've been able to make, and I'm working with a team of really outstanding researchers, some brilliant people who have been helping me, and that the issue goes to Harvard, it goes to MIT, and it goes, in Moderna's case, it goes to their principal mover and shaker in the financial world and in the world of science, who's a co-author of a nanobiotechnology scientific paper with Charles Lieber. His name is Robert Langer, and he's the principal suspect in my investigation. Because when you start to look at these guys in these two organizations, suddenly now you open up to the entire Bill Gates connection to financing the nanotechnology, the capacity to connect human brains to the cloud, the matter of Microsoft and a company called Verity and Microsoft connection to Bill Gates, but also Galvani Corporation. This is an enterprise that has advanced the technology that Charles Lieber and Robert Langer advanced exclusively at Harvard and MIT. That's where Jeffrey Epstein's group, the mega group, comes in, where you've got now the understanding of how the main movers and shakers in globalization, including Gates, including Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, their connections having infiltrated the U.S. military, the Defense Department through organizations such as DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency. DARPA financed Moderna from the get-go, as directed by, as agented by Robert Langer, chief scientist in nanotechnology. This is the nanobioelectronics upon which transhumanism rests. So their capacity to connect us, our emotions, feelings, behaviors to the cloud and direct everything via this technology, that this is, in my opinion, the great risk of the vaccines. And I suspect, because I've seen counterintelligence act this way, and I know I can't trust Alex Jones, and I know I can't trust a lot of people who claim to be the experts in the field of anti-vaccination movement. I see it all pretty much as controlled opposition. They're controlled, and they're not giving you the full picture. And of course, in law, omissions of substantive evidence, omissions and misrepresentations is fraud. So that's essentially how the game is played. You know, you divide, you know, and conquer the groups, and it's done in this way by creating these counterintelligence controlled oppositionists who claim to be anti-vaccination, but yet they give us this information that really takes us off track of what's really happening. So that's what I'm witnessing. I'm digging, and with my group, digging, finding all of these the pieces of evidence that now the bigger picture is becoming very apparent, and it's all about not just money, but total power to control civilization optimally. And the main players have been concealed by the Justice Department, the FBI. They diverted and concealed Charles Lieber's connections as being the top expert in the field of nanobioelectronics. Nanobioelectronics means you put things like copper and silver and gold into become electrodes in the hydrogel that surrounds the modified messenger RNA. They call it mmRNA in their patents. And then that's what goes in, that payload goes in, but that payload is amplified and basically modified when it goes into the human cells. And it's not just the immune cells it goes into, it goes into the brain cells as well. And that's what my concern with regard to the tests are, and the early reports that people are getting sick and having severe mental problems associated with the tests, those tests that go up into the sinus area.
Right. You know, COVID tests, right.
Yeah, this is my concern. And I don't think enough media and, controlled oppositionist attention has been going into the most important real discovery evidence that I'm seeing already in my case against Moderna and Pfizer.
Doctor, we got a caller and holder, Rick. Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi.
Hi. You had begun by talking about the, the brain related problems. I mean, in bovines we have mad cow, in humans we have Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome as the prion disease, and the spongiform encephalitis. Alzheimer's, of course, isn't a spongiform encephalitis, but it involves the tangled neuroganglia, and there's no I think it's unlikely a vaccine could produce that. But what I'm thinking, we can see other types of, you know, say brain inflammation or encephalitis or something like that could go on. Or the Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talks about how 28 of 55 tissue types tested cross-reacted with the antibodies that are produced by the vaccine. So I'm wondering, you know, what do you think is the most likely impact on the brain?
Well, again, it's the most likely impact of the brain is the impact of the heavy metals and their capacity to receive and transmit electronic signals, the data. And that is the data. When you really start to expand your investigations, you begin to realize that the future in civilization control and commercial control, you know, the whole global economy will be based on, according to the agenda that this technology indicates, it's going to be based on data mining, just as we've, you know, witnessed, you know, in the military looking at the data mining that was made apparent by NSA in Booz Allen Hamilton, Booz Allen in Honolulu, the whole Hawaii connection that I'm very familiar with. That was where the public first became aware of all of this data mining that's going on with Google. And by the way, Google is a partner, as well as the Alphabet company, as well as the CIA, in their in their for-profit enterprise called InQtel. They're all engaged with Galvani Bioelectronics company, which is the offshoot of Pfizer Moderna's technology, and of course Charles Lieber and Robert Langer's technology at Harvard and MIT. So when you start to see those connections and realize that the future in commerce deals with your own body data, what's your heart doing, what's your body chemistry doing, what is the instruments within your body, or those people who have been injected with these vaccines, and the testing that transmits the nanobio electronics that are based on heavy metals, based on the capacity to receive and transmit signals wirelessly, and that is the technology that these guys have advanced. And I'm saying that with absolute certainty. I've read their scientific papers, so I'm not speculating here. So
you're saying that the electrical connection is inductive? It's, you know, not, doesn't necessarily involve a direct physical connection.
It actually does, and that is the issue. The direct physical electronic, or what's called bioelectronic connection, is the main device, is the main objective. And it was the main hurdle over which the Defense Department's leading scientists, and they allegedly said, well, we want to develop artificial limbs. We want to be able to help veterans who have been injured during the wars, and that we need this technology. So what they did is they financed, and this is where Bill Gates' Microsoft interests come in. This is where the whole group of investors associated with Epstein that go to MIT and finance the media labs there. And of course, there is Robert Langer, who is the director of Moderna, the principal mover and shaker, not the CEO. The CEO is a billionaire from Europe. But the main brain behind the mRNA vaccines, that's Robert Langer. And
hold that thought, Doctor. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thursday, the 9th, the 8th day of April. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield Devices. You get a very nice $50 discount. Normally, there's an additional $80 discount for a special sale going on right now. And we're visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen to these websites. These are his websites: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, did you finish responding to Glenn there, sir?
Yeah, I think that that's the complete picture. Yes, the answer is absolutely the greatest hurdle that they needed to overcome to implement the global control of civilization and connecting human brains to the cloud in what's called transhumanism depended on what Lieber and Langer at Harvard and MIT, respectively, had contributed in the scientific literature that was then financed for the production of Moderna and the Pfizer mRNA vaccines.
All right.
Right, right. The artificial limbs are a cakewalk compared to that,
Yeah,
in terms of technology.
Exactly right. Yeah, that is the artificial limbs are kind of like the larger structures, but when these guys were operating, and what they've been able to do is what they claim they're able to do is at the cellular level, at the molecular biology level, at the DNA physics, at the level of where your energy transfers, your signaling in electronic flow. That is the level of which the nanotechnology has enabled them to go. And that's what they're largely concealing. So now, you know, you bring in the concept of, oh, well, the risk is protein prions. To me, I haven't seen any evidence, and
no.
I am more probably suspecting that that is a diversion off of the actual science and the actual risks that we're looking at here.
Right, the nanolipids and stuff like that. You mentioned the possibility of controlled opposition. At this point, I might be thinking in that regard relative to Gerrit van den Bosch as opposed to Sherry Tenpenny or Michael Yaden. You know, Bosch is more of a creature of the system than they are.
Yeah, frankly, I don't trust anybody but myself, and I think that's a good thing to do for every one of us. Is you don't know who to trust, so you've got to really dig and just read it all. And just remember that every single counterintelligence propagandist, you know, I'll use Alex Jones as an example, he gives you 80% good stuff. Because if he gave you, junk all the time, you know, he would discredit himself and people wouldn't tune in. But the counterintelligence propagandist will always give you about 80%, and then they'll leave out, let's say 20%. And it's that 20% that would give you a completely new picture of what the whole reality is. And so I try to read left and right. I try to read, you know, whatever sources that I can to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Well, one danger I was real quick, John, if I may. One thing I'm real cautious of is if the people who are leery of this stuff, if we overstate the case of the danger and 6 months down the road, dire things are not happening, then they'll, you know, be discredited. You know, then we'd be discredited saying, you're fear porners, you're false prophets, you know, see, it's not all that bad, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I mentioned one of the things, sneakiest things they could do right now is substitute the vaccine chemicals with the sterile injectable saline, and then they have all these people, you know, submitting to the control mechanism, but nobody would have ill effects from just a bit of sterile water. And son of a gun, if I didn't hear somebody else mentioning the possibility of placebo injections just yesterday. So, but overall, if Sherry Tenpenny's a shill, boy, she is good, because she does such a thorough job of providing her rationales for you know, what's happening. So I tend to be a bit more trusting of her.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I'm in agreement with you. When she claimed that within 3 months we're going to see a massive amount of people who have been receiving these products dying, that's pretty much going out on a limb. And unfortunately, I have a very, very bad experience personally knowing Sherry Tenpenny. Sherry Tenpenny has done her best to, let's say, undermine my work, undermine my presence. And it started years and years ago in Idaho when I personally invited and actually hosted Sherry Tenpenny at a party that I gave for her and Ingrid Cassell Harkins, who is Don Harkins's wife. Don passed away. I believe he was murdered. But anyway, this was in northern Idaho. And then when I came to, when we get back from the break,
We have a break. We need to, we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Thank you, Glenn.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 8th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Dozens of articles and videos by scientists and doctors on the COVID matter, the COVID shots, and many, many other topics that are addressed at my website. We're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. It's been a challenge, a fun challenge, helping people get their lives back. I'm taking delivery of another 20 units in a few days here, get these back orders caught up. In the meantime, we're taking new orders all the time. I'm getting them boxed up and out the door as quick as I can. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Building with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, here's those four websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Let's continue, Doctor.
Well, we were talking about Sherry Tenpenny and my reservations. The history goes back a long time ago when I hosted Sherry Tenpenny on behalf of Ingrid Cassell Harkins in an anti-vaccination or vaccine risk awareness conference. And I actually, at the time I was on Worldwide Christian Radio, I had a show on Genesis that actually came right before Alex Jones. And I invited Sherry on the show. And as the author of the best-selling book in the whole field of emerging diseases, the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, I was very, very reputable in the whole field. Well, the event was promoting the conference, and I drove down to attend the conference, and lo and behold, after I walked in, made my presence known, Sherry actually snubbed me completely, and that raised a red flag. I mean, why would you do that to the host who's been so gracious, enabled you to, you know, basically have an audience? And so that's where the first flags came up. But I think the most important piece of evidence that I used to kind of like say, okay, you've got to really watch Sherry Tenpenny, is the fact that when we were actually offshore, off the coast of Mexico at the conspiracy conference, and you have to understand that the major mass media effort that included Forbes, that included Politico, that included Hearst Corporation, and Hearst is a defendant in my litigation in federal court, their Popular Mechanics did basically a hit piece on Andrew Wakefield and myself. And at that conference, Sherry was invited and actually scheduled to be on our panel. Our panel was to address the issues of vaccination risks. Wakefield was there. I was there. Several other very, very honorable people were there. Sherry was supposed to show up. She didn't show. And interestingly enough, when the mass media then slammed us and hit us, which is evidence in my federal case, Sherry Tenpenny's name was not even mentioned, nowhere. So it's interesting that she now becomes a prominent player in the world of anti-vaccination risk awareness education, but yet she's protected from mainstream media and by mainstream media, in including her in the people that the mainstream media attacks. That includes myself and Wakefield, et cetera. So anyway, to me, there's something going on there. And now this, again, when you say, Glenn, that, you know, the proof is in the pudding, we'll find out if her prophecy that, you know, so many people are going to be dying within 3 months, that's going to be interesting to see. And I think that also the protein prion matter that's being raised now, I am leery about that, and we'll end up having to see what's really going on here, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have some callers here. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Dr. Horowitz, I have a question concerning a possible disinformation, or has to do with the so-called protocols of the learned elders of Zion, originally spelled S-I-O-N. Was this a piece? It has been said that that was a piece of a hoax perpetrated by Russian intelligence, and allegedly, supposedly to have been the minutes of the 1897 Zionist conference in Basel, Switzerland. But it turns out later that it apparently was smuggled out of a French Freemason's home in 1884, 13 years earlier than that. And what is that? Was that a piece of disinformation deliberately released to confuse people about a real agenda? Because and that the references to Jews and Goyim are, in fact, according to Doc Marquis, do you remember him? The supposed ex-Illuminist, and he said that these code words were in fact Illuminists or Freemasons, and that the Goyim were the peons or the ordinary people that were not elite or were not the non-initiates, and that in fact this was a real agenda that was possibly that they released to, you know, to discredit the idea that they had an agenda.
John, I think I really appreciate your question. It's right on the money. I mean, seriously, you always call in. You're an avid researcher, and I consider you a scholar in many, many ways. The questions that you're raising, the Protocols of the Elders of Sion, particularly Chapter 10, Verse 19, that indicates that the globalists would use the injection of diseases, the inoculation, this is, quote, inoculation of diseases to bring about their globalization. In my opinion, I have to conclude that there was a leak, that the original document, as you mentioned, Protocols of the Elders of S-I-O-N, not Z-I-O-N, was leaked. I hope correctly, that it was Mayor Amschel Bauer, the original Rothschild, that was involved in the banking family and basically the banksters of Europe that helped to finance the wars of the royals that ultimately gained the optimal control over geopolitics and economics globally, that ran the merchant marine, that under that basically financed the Bank of England, that when you look at the history of global commerce, you have to go into the maritime trade and those that controlled internationally. This is the source of what I believe, and I conclude, was the original document protocols. And then, exactly like you're saying, once the document leaked, they had to hide it. So what they did to do that is they used a variety of different opportunities, such as the Russian Revolution and taking out the family, the royal family of Russia, the Romanovs, where this was the principal document that was revised to make it appear to be an anti-Semitic document. That doesn't address the question, however, of is it a Jewish family that we're talking about when you're talking about the Rothschild family. I believe that they are. And I believe, however, likewise, so was the Romanov family. And I believe that all of the royals, whether you start to look at the House of Windsor or you look at the Stuarts or you look at all of the people that rose to power over the ages from Europe, I believe they have to go back to the royal, to the Judeo tribe, the tribe of Judah, because that was the royal family. So then you came out with, because of the Roman Catholic Church, you then had the Protestant movement thereafter. And then I believe that the blood lineage is the most important issue. I believe that that's the indicator of where we have come. So you see, the way in which this anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist flipping of the intelligence has brought us is we have now, for example, in the United States, we have a right-wing contingent that basically distrusts Jews. Well, again, which Jews? You know, it's every single religion has been corrupted, every single theology has been corrupted, and we're all being divided. So I've been holding this position that we've got to realize that, you know, we're on Earth. We are in a sinful, demonically possessed realm, and that there are those of us who are seekers of truth and love God, and that is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that is the not the demonic beast that is engaged in criminal psychopathology and genocide. So again, I don't see anything other than what you're indicating. You're saying that this document was very important. I think it's the most important. I've been saying this now for 20 years. Mm. It's the most important document that should be read by Jews and non-Jews. It should be read by everybody, because it holds the key secrets of the globalist agenda, and it has been turned into a divisive document to cause the anti-Zionist movement, the anti-Jewish movement, and as well as the right-wing political white supremacist movement now. You see how the globalists have manipulated the intelligence and the media to persuade every faction, right versus left, male versus female, every single, Christian versus Muslim, Jew versus Gentile. It's all part of what exactly the protocols of the Elders of Sion, the original leaked document, had fully intended, and actually tells you that that's what they're going to do.
Okay. Very complete answer. Let's move on from there. John, thank you for your call. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Leonard. Yes, have you heard this statement of non-isolation by Kaufman, Cowan, and Fallon Morrell? Kaufman is a psychologist. He uses circular reasoning. It says if the virus was not isolated, no genomic sequence can be found. It refers to exosomes in two of the three references. Exosomes are biologically not viruses. They're phospholipid bilayer vesicles. So does this seem to you to be incorrect information? I think it is not supported by the data I see very strongly at all. It's a very, very weak argument, if we even say that much for it.
Yeah, what comes up for me when you mention this is this one of the standard counterintelligence methods to discredit everything that's happening, to basically cause people to be confused and then basically just drop out of the investigations or inquiry or political action, is the Peter Duisberg school. You've got the Hegelian, what's called the Hegelian dialectic, where you present a thesis. And in Duisberg's case, this is where I first ran into it, because I debated Duisberg about 3-4 times on radio. Duisberg was the guy who opposed Dr. Robert Gallo. Dr. Gallo was the co-discoverer, supposedly the discoverer initially, but he stole Luc Montagnier's virus samples. He was supposedly the discoverer of AIDS, the AIDS virus. Duisberg was his counterpart, the oppositionist, saying, oh, no, there's no existence of AIDS. You know, the virus doesn't exist. It's just basically the drugs that are killing people. Well, there's a substantial amount of truth in that statement. However, when I did the research for emerging viruses, I came to the conclusion that Duisberg's a counterintelligence virtual Nazi, that Duisberg had actually done the same experiments that Gallo had been doing during the special virus cancer program. That was the largely funded, mostly secret program that was administered by the National Cancer Institute and NIH, just like we have today Fauci and NIH financing what happened in Wuhan. You know, the whole, again, this is Charles Lieber at Harvard's transfer to the Chinese of the tech biotechnology. That was all financed by Fauci and NIH. They did that the same thing back in 1980, early 80s, with HIV/AIDS. And Duisberg was the oppositionist. So it's what's called a Hegelian dialectic. If you present a thesis such as there's an AIDS virus that causes AIDS, and then you basically oppose it by the antithesis, saying, no, there's no virus at all. Then everybody gets confused, and basically it corrupts the entire administration of investigation and justice in the system. And that's one of their techniques. So I strongly suspect that this, what you're raising, is part of that Hegelian dialectic diversion. In my opinion, based on having read, you know, hundreds of articles, there is a virus that was a coronavirus, and that was taken in the lab and modified and mutated. But that's, again, off topic. The real topic is the nanobiotechnology in the vaccines.
Okay.
And the tech.
Thank you for your call, Dave. We got our break. We got our last break. We got one more caller. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Dr. Glenn Horowitz. Our last caller here, Doctor, is Marshall in Illinois. Good morning, Marshall.
Hi, I'm still following up on the J&J vaccine. Yesterday was announced in the news that they had closed down a site in Colorado. Apparently, I don't know, it was under a dozen people had passed out. And I'm just wondering, is that a function of delivery or ingredients or some other variable, or you know, nobody knows the answer to the question. My second question is, a lot of younger people are talking and concerned about a brain fog and the various symptoms you get that are, you know, post symptoms after they get over COVID. And again, does that make a compelling case then? Maybe it's better to get the vaccine to outweigh, you know those things. And again, I would consider the younger people the ones that should be the last to even consider getting it. But I'll wait for the answer.
Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, I don't have enough information to conclude anything about the J&J vaccine and the risks of people passing out during the vaccine trials or the administration. And in regard the brain fog, again, there's just so many factors. You have behavioral factors. There is also like a phenomenon where you have such as in mass group hysteria. If two or three people pass out or one person sees somebody else pass out, they could pass out. And then you've got a half a dozen people passing out just from the fright. And, you know, that psychodynamics work that way. And in terms of the brain fog, again, I can't at this point, looking at the evidence that I'm looking at, conclude that there would be anything more reasonable to ascribe the brain fog to other than the injection of some bioelectronic devices within the vaccine and or the tests. Because it occurs to me that brain fog, of course, is a neurological function. The nerves of the brain basically are firing, and that a typical vaccine would not, such as J&J's, the adenovirus vaccine is what it is, that would not cause the type of symptoms. You need to have whatever it is cross the blood-brain barrier, first of all. You also to have brain fog. You also don't get that with a typical vaccine. What you get is a direct response by the immune cells. So it occurs to me that what's being concealed in all of this, and this is very true to what I'm witnessing in the discovery of evidence in the federal case, that it is the nanobiotechnology, the electrogenetics, the bioelectrogenetics, that interface between this new technology that they've got in the hydrogel coating around the messenger RNA that is causing these kinds of brain fogs or brain symptoms.
Doctor, we are out of time, sir. It was a very fast hour.
Thank you, John. We never even got to the Burisma and the CIA. How about next time?
Well, next week we'll do that. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good. All right, God bless.
Okay, we got to top the hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.